I was 21 years old, and I'd never really been in a romantic relationship. I may have had some opportunities, but I never saw anybody that I really could potentially see a future with. Mm-hmm. I never saw the right one. And then on a fateful day during my sister's celebration graduation cruise, we were at dinner and we were talking about our types mm-hmm. for Katie and I. And they asked, Reese, what was your type? And I described it. And Katie and Mom basically said at the same time, so Emily Castro. And I was like, I guess so. And it clicked for me in that moment. I was like, I really like this, the way this girl looks. And so, of course, because this is the 21st century,
yeah.
I checked her Instagram.
Of course.
To make sure, one, there was no other dude there. Yeah. Because, yeah. you know, I didn't want to jump on anyone else's territory in mm-hmm. that way. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want to start a fight.
Yeah.
And then number two, I went to make sure that she was, you know, not, she hadn't gone crazy in the past couple yeah. of years and was yeah. like out partying and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So once that happened and I did that research, it looked like she was single. I didn't see any pictures of any dudes.
Yeah.
And she was still just being great, being herself. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, it became a time where action was required.
It was.
If I was ever going to see, one, what she was really like personality-wise, because mm-hmm. we had only been friends, and two, if she would ever be willing to see me as more than a friend,
yeah,
I had to do something. So I'm not going to go into all the details, but basically, because I had gotten interested in her, I had to talk with her. I talked with her in person. We hung out for a while. I eventually did get her number yeah. and we texted back and forth, eventually started FaceTiming, and it evolved from there and we got married a couple years later. But it all started with me making a choice mm-hmm. and taking action, making the choice that I think this is a girl I would like to pursue.
Yeah.
And then actually asking. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that every time you make a choice and take action, it's going to work out the exact same way. That's in true. Fact, in my life, in some other areas, when I've made a choice and taken action, it didn't work out so great. in this area, it did.
Yeah.
But I want us to remember that action is the currency of a life well lived.
Yes, it is.
Nobody ever looks back on their life when they're old and says, man, I had some great thoughts.
Well, if they did, those thoughts usually come with regrets because they never took action on them.
That's actually very true.
Yeah.
I had some killer ideas, yeah. but I wonder what could have been.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
A life that you look back on proudly, maybe yeah. would be the way to say it.
That's good.
Is a life filled with action. And maybe not all that action turned out perfectly, mm-hmm. but you did something.
You did something.
And so today, we're talking about if you're going to be the main character of your own life, if you are going to live a life of confidence, a next level kind of life, it's going to require you to make a choice and take action.
Yep.
We'll talk about how to do that today on the show.
This is the Thriving Man Podcast with David and Reese Maxwell. These weekly shows are designed to help you remove the confusion from your life and make real progress with your growth. No matter where you are or where you're going, we're here to help you live a life you can be proud of. So welcome to the Thriving Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Thriving Man Podcast, where our goal is to help you get out of survival mode and into living a life that you can be proud of. I'm Reese.
And I'm David.
And he's my dad. And we are talking about the topic of making choices and taking action.
Yeah.
I don't remember who said it, but they said this principle that courage is always the result of a life filled with action.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just think yourself into confidence.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people, they think that today.
Mm-hmm.
They, well, 100%. If you give affirmations to yourself and stuff, and those aren't bad. Those mm-hmm. are good things. But if you don't act on the affirmations, mm-hmm. if you don't actually sit there and write the affirmations down and read them to yourself, everything is action-oriented. Even changing the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to understand that if you want to become more confident, it starts with you making the choice to and then doing something about it,
yeah.
taking action.
Yeah, you've never met a truly confident person that's never taken action.
Yeah, no, it's
true. Now, you might have met a small child who's very confident because they haven't actually received real-life feedback from taking action.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're talking about a well-developed, like rooted sense of confidence. Mm-hmm. That can only come from a life where you do things.
Yeah, and it's very easy today to think about things, to do research on the internet about mm-hmm. things, but to never do them. You know, you can research all the eating plans and exercise plans you want out there. Mm-hmm. Researching is not going to keep you, you know, from gaining weight or being out of shape. You have to actually act on those. You have to plan your meals. You have mm-hmm. to do the workouts. Those are the only things that are going to get you to that point where you maybe even feel more confidence about yourself.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. We wrote this quote, and I'm going to read it because I think it sounds cool.
Yeah.
It says, though the mind is an important part of the equation, reality is the realm of transformation.
Yes, it is.
Action happens in reality. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going to use your illustration of exercising and eating. Yeah. Nobody's going to say, man, that guy bought a gym membership.
Yeah.
He's really into it. If you never use it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, man, that guy's really putting in the work.
Yeah.
If you use ChatGPT, like I did recently, to make a workout plan but never apply it.
Yeah.
Like you have to actually act.
Well, I used to tell people all the time, if you're going to buy exercise equipment for your house, buy it online. Buy it from somebody who bought it and they're trying to sell it through Facebook or back in the day, Craigslist, all those things. That's how I bought a lot of stuff mm-hmm. because people buy it thinking, I'm going to do it, and then they don't do anything with it. So it's practically new mm-hmm. and you get it for pennies on the dollar. It's a great way to build up your own personal place to work out.
Exactly. And it's because the person had the idea.
Yep.
But never acted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think on the opposite side, James Clear has a great quote about this in Atomic Habits. Mm-hmm. He says, every action you take is a vote towards the kind of person you will become.
Yeah.
If you want to forge a new identity, yes, thinking's important.
Yeah.
But it has to be paired with action because your brain's not stupid. It knows if you're saying something and doing something different.
Yeah, and I think a lot of men get that because we are the type, we like action, we like to do things. And so I think we get that, but sometimes we have a hard time really putting it into our lives mm-hmm. and actually making it happen. And also your body sometimes when you think about something gets the endorphin release of actually doing it, mm-hmm. but you're not actually doing it. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to doing things, it's hard,
yep.
especially when it's new or you've never done it before or you're working to get better at something.
Yep.
You're not going to be that great at it at first.
No. The mind can be a place of glamour where, mm-hmm. man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose this weight. And in your brain, you can go through 10 years of hard work in seconds.
Yeah.
But when you take action, that's when you're like, okay, I have to go to this gym. Mm-hmm. I have to go inside. I have to push a weight that purposefully hurts over and over again. You know, that doesn't sound fun, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Even with social interactions, mm-hmm. I have to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I have to try to have a conversation. And even if it doesn't turn out great, I'm one step closer towards being a socially relevant person.
Yeah, and a lot of us think we have to feel everything we do.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be good at something, I have to feel like doing it. And it's usually the opposite. You do it whether you feel like it or not. And it's kind of like working out. I tell everybody, you want to work out to the point to where you miss it, mainly for the feeling afterwards. Mm-hmm. Most people don't feel like working out in the beginning.
No.
Oh, I'm going to go ride my bike for 2 hours and it's 90 degrees outside. Well, nobody feels like doing that. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, you're like, I did that.
Yeah.
That's the feeling you're going for. So you kind of push yourself through that, okay, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it because I know I'm going to be glad I did it later.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we see that in movies. Mm-hmm. We love underdog stories.
Oh, yeah.
We love it when somebody steps into an area where they do not have confidence, where they don't think they're going to be killing it, but they have the grit to push through.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that in the animes I watch. Mm-hmm. I just watched a scene last night where a guy was fighting a monster that was clearly stronger than him, mm-hmm. and he was about to die. Like the dude pulled up a sword and hit down and he caught it. And he was like, I'm not done yet. And then boom, starts fighting him. And I watched the scene like three times because I was like, this dude is pushed to the very edge. He's about to die.
Yeah.
But he didn't give up. And and we love watching that.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to live like that, it requires consistent action.
Yeah, it is. And it's hard because sometimes it's pushing yourself to the edge. It's pushing yourself beyond where it's comfortable. It's pushing yourself over and over and over again. And that's where it gets hard. You know people who know a lot about stuff, they just don't do it.
Right.
And we all have that area in our life.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have things that I've, I need to do that. Oh yeah, I need to do that. And I don't do it. And then eventually when you do it, you're like, I finally did it. And you just feel good about yourself.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. And the stuff is usually not glamorous.
Yeah,
like we acknowledge that. A lot of times that can be a tough conversation with your spouse.
It can.
Or a hard conversation with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe confronting your in-laws about something that they're doing that's not healthy.
Yeah.
Or setting boundaries with your boss when you do not know how they will react.
Yeah.
All of those things require courage.
They are.
Or reforming a new identity that has more discipline. It's not easy. But you will never become the main character of your own life until you start making main character decisions.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back to One Punch Man.
Yeah.
If One Punch Man had not actually started the strength training to become a hero.
Yeah.
If he'd said, I'll just get a job.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have become the superhero.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, One Punch Man is an anime. It's probably the first anime I really watched. And it kind of got me hooked on it. It's a great anime. I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. Only a few seasons, which is very depressing, but it's really, really good.
It is. But that happened to him.
Yeah.
Basically, he had a point where he was like, I'm going to do strength training. Mm-hmm. He did 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and a 10-kilometer run every day. And of course, becomes ridiculously strong.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have to, the point is he made a decision.
Yeah.
And then he stuck with that decision.
And he took action.
And that happens for us. We have to decide and then we have to take action.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're splitting up this concept into two main points.
Mm-hmm.
One is removing unnecessary obstacles.
Yeah.
And then two is taking on the necessary ones.
Yeah.
So let's start first about unnecessary obstacles. Why are we dealing with this first, Dad?
Well, I think for most of us today, there's a lot of unnecessary in our lives.
Mm.
There's a lot of unnecessary things we're doing, unnecessary things we worry about, we focus on. You know, it's like the 24-hour news cycle has brought us so much that we can be freaked out by something that's literally happening on the other side of the world that has no bearing on our life today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're not aware, you don't have to keep up with current events. But people worry about them. It weighs them down.
Yeah.
They change their life based on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, okay, you don't have to freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on what's necessary, what's important in your life.
What's in front of you.
Yeah. What's there instead of focusing outside of things and really stressing yourself over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people do that, you know, and then we start thinking about, well, what could happen?
The what ifs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as if we know the future, you know, well, this could happen, that could happen. Well, the reality is things happen. Good things happen and bad things happen. We kind of feel like in our society today, I think that, well, we should know everything that's going to happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Only God knows. And we're not Him. So you just have to face it each day at the time. But the things that are unnecessary, you will become more confident in your life and better when you learn how to pull those things out and not let them overwhelm you.
I agree. Because you'll end up spending the very energy that you could be spending to take action on worrying about the what ifs.
Yeah.
I think another area where you could waste energy is trivial things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a society that's very good at making the irrelevant seem urgent.
Yeah.
Like every time you look at TikTok, somebody's like, oh, dude, I found this this thing that you have to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I was sponsored by it, but you have to have it.
You have to have it.
It's an ice maker that makes this kind of ice.
Yeah, the crunchy ice.
And it's only $450.
I have looked at those.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah.
But like, there's all kinds of advertisements bombarding us for stuff we have to buy, or all kinds of programs for things we have to do. There's all kinds of these trivial things that really just don't matter.
Yeah, and what they do is they wear us out. We keep making decisions on the trivial, and then when it comes time to the important decisions, to do the things, to take action, to make the choices, we're tired.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of making decisions. I think of someone like a Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg. You see them a lot of times wearing the exact same thing all the time because they don't want to make a decision about what they wear. Mm-hmm. They're just going to buy the same thing and wear it every day because they don't care about that. It's not that important to them. And I think we have to bring some of that into our life. I'm not saying you have to wear the same thing every day.
Yeah, that's an extreme example.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to look like somebody else or anything. But you want to say, okay, I can make this decision one time and then I don't have to make it again.
Yeah.
I don't have to keep making that decision over and over because that just wears you out where then you don't make any decisions and you just a lot of times just want to check out.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I think you're right, either of not messing with it or automating it.
Yep. Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
This is a beautiful thing about the world of modern technology. A lot of things can be automated.
Mm-hmm.
You can automate your bills being paid on time. So you will have a great score, you know, paying your bills on time without even having to try. Magical. Being able to, okay, Amazon even has that thing, something that you order regularly and it just gets shipped to you every month.
Yeah.
Let's say you buy a thing of protein to last you each month.
Yeah.
You can automate that. You don't have to remember that. A lot of times we have these things taking mental real estate in our mind and in our time and in our life and our energy that are trivial.
Yeah.
And simplifying. I think that's why the big minimalist movement has exploded.
Yeah.
Is we've recognized having more stuff isn't always better.
Yeah. It's just more weight. It's more stuff you have to think about. It's more stuff you have to fix.
Mm-hmm.
You have to worry about. And what we want to do is look at the things, okay, what's important? What's real? And you have to understand that sometimes things that seem very important in the moment in the long run really aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were in high school, what you wore was very important. First day of school, you wanted all new clothes. You wanted everything. You wanted to look great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're older and you have kids, they're looking at the pictures of you in high school. And what are they doing?
Laughing.
They're laughing at you because they think what you're wearing is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So really, it makes you think, oh, wait a minute. Okay, so maybe some of the clothing things I did weren't that important, but at the time you stressed over it.
Mm-hmm.
You spent gobs of money on it or whatever. And we want to say, am I doing that now?
Mm.
Am I doing that as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
Are things that really aren't that important becoming the most important thing in my life to where it's really taking out a lot of my priorities and purposes?
Yeah, yeah. There's another one that we hit on last week, so we won't go into super detail. But the whole perfectionism, savior complex thing, the phrase, if you want to do it right, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want it done right, do it yourself.
Yeah, if you want it done right.
That's a recipe for being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because guess what that means? You have to do everything now.
You got
to
do it all.
And guess what? Nobody can.
Yeah.
Nobody can do all of it. And if you end up doing things for other people all the time, you'll end up hurting them in the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I got to college, I had a friend who had never cleaned a bathroom before because his mom was one of those, I got to do it.
Yeah.
And that's great for him in the moment.
Yeah.
But when he got to college, it was a rude awakening.
Yeah.
And so like the mom didn't really help him that much in the long run
yeah.
because he didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do.
So that perfectionist mentality, you're not saving other people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you can be hurting them in the long run.
Yeah.
That's got to take a back seat. That's an unnecessary obstacle we need to remove.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. And the other thing I think we want to look at is those things that are what we call interesting distractions. Things that maybe you're into, but they're not the best things in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, we say good, the enemy of great. That's a saying that's been around in the business world for a long time. But a lot of things don't matter. And what we want to do is choose the things that really do matter. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a quote, it said, many times we use good things to distract us from the hard work necessary to be great. Mm-hmm. You know, like the TikTok videos are making me laugh. Mm-hmm. It's a distraction. But is it keeping you from doing something that can make you great? I'm not saying there's not a place for watching videos and laughing, but I'm saying, is that the best use of your time at the moment? Mm-hmm. You know, and what we want to do is not let those distractions, things that are okay, keep us from, okay, I'm not getting anything important done.
Right.
Or I'm not living the life I really want to live. I'm distracting myself so I don't have to think about what I'm not doing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've all done this before. We all know this. Sometimes, like, leisure's not bad.
No.
But sometimes we can use what seems like productivity to distract us from what actually needs to get done.
Yeah.
It's like you're a musician and you spend your time looking at the songs you would like to learn instead of actually practicing.
Yeah.
Or you spend time looking at guitars instead of actually working on your setup, you know? Or you spend time making a checklist for cleaning your house instead of actually cleaning it. We can all do that to ourselves. And even some of those things can be good.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad to have a checklist for your house.
No.
But if you're using it to distract you
from
actually cleaning,
that's where it becomes an issue. The second thing we want to talk about is how a confident person embraces the important obstacles. Because the truth is, growth always comes from uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
And so what we want to do as we look at this is say, okay, what are the areas I need to grow in?
Yeah.
What's the uncomfortable area I need to grow in? And you can't grow in everything at once. That's what's important. So you want to pick the area. And of course, we talk about the four fundamentals. You know, you pick a physical area, a mental, an emotional, or a spiritual. You look at those areas and maybe set a goal in that area. It could even be a small goal.
Yeah. You could even, I don't know, buy one of the courses and go through it and make that your goal.
Yeah. Make that your goal. And what you want to do is find out what do I need to grow in and then begin to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like having a book and then reading a book. Those are two different things. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have books on shelves that we think, I'm going to read that book one day, but we don't do anything. Mm-hmm. But that book may have the knowledge you need to grow in that area of your life.
Yep.
And that's what we want to look at is, what am I doing? What am I doing to embrace maybe something that's hard? Maybe it's hard for you to sit down and read a book. Well, maybe you set up a time and say, for 10 minutes every day, I'm going to sit and read. Mm-hmm. I would rather you do that than do nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you pick something and you embrace it. You know, and maybe there's a favorite chair. Maybe there's music you like to play in the background while you read. You can set the environment so you can have that time. Mm-hmm. Because what we want to do is not just say, well, I don't know what to pick. I say just pick something.
Yes.
Pick one area.
Yeah.
And then begin to grow in that area. And you'll be amazed at what happens because you'll get better at choosing other areas in your life.
Yeah, yeah. And that's such a key word. And we'd never want to forget the theme for this podcast. Choose and then act.
Yeah.
The reason we split it up into the unnecessary and the necessary obstacles is this requires choice.
It does.
Sometimes you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to say, you know what? I would really like to learn Russian. I've been interested in it, but it's going to have to take a back seat because I got to get my health in order.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I really enjoy this side hustle idea. I think that would be cool, but I really want to pour time into my kids. Mm-hmm. And that matters more to me in this season.
Yeah.
Choosing what is unnecessary and what is necessary.
Yeah.
That's the first step. And now when you've established something as necessary, that's when it makes it to the next level. Because also you can't work on all the necessary things at once.
Yeah.
You can't make progress in 75 different areas. Mm-hmm. This is an area I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to make 12 goals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, I've got my 12 goals for the next month of what I want to do. And that's like so many things that you would have to like multitask 7 things a day.
Yeah.
And I'm learning to pick like one or two. Because you're right, it leads to transformation and it creates a sense of momentum that you're not going to get from multitasking on 7 things at once. I think a great example of this is our friend Josh.
Yeah,
Josh has been killing it.
Is been doing great. He's a friend of ours who probably, what, 7-8 months ago.
Yeah, like last summer.
Yeah, last summer decided, okay, I want to do something with my life. And he decided, I want to go into the Air Force to get a career and really do something. Well, the Air Force said, you got to lose a bunch of weight, a lot of weight. He had gotten pretty big. That became his goal.
One goal.
I'm going to lose weight. And he started, and so far he's lost over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
He's only about 8 to 10 pounds away from his goal. Mm-hmm. And for him, it's amazing to see he's lost the weight. It's been hard. He's done it day after day.
Yes.
But he started exercising more. He started doing these things. Well, now he's starting to see other areas of his life. Mm-hmm. He's talked to me about some emotional things and some other things and wanting to get better in this area or that area. He's taking more charge in other areas of his life because he had that one area.
Exactly.
And that's what we tell men. Just pick one area. As you get better in that area, it's going to help you get better in the other areas of your life. It's exactly. a natural consequence of it. But if you never embrace that, okay, this is going to be hard, but I'm going to do it, it'll never happen.
Yeah. Self-discipline is a muscle that is universally useful.
Yep.
When you develop discipline by working on one thing, you have gotten stronger to where you can pick up a different thing that may be even more difficult and work on that. So in Josh's case, the self-discipline he developed from eating well and exercising is going to serve him for the rest of his life.
It will.
It really will.
Yeah.
And a lot of us as guys, we have stalled our progress because we can't commit. We don't know. We're just kind of throwing our stuff everywhere. And so that natural momentum that comes from picking one thing and growing in it, we don't have it. There is no momentum. It's just survival mode. So we're on defense, but we've never actually gotten to move towards offense. Be okay with the baby steps.
Yeah, because there's going to be baby steps. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be hard times. It's almost like when you see a baby walking, they're not going to do it perfect, but they want to get better. And some of us don't like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you go to the gym and you've never lifted weights, you're not going to be very strong at the beginning. Mm-mm. And so some people say, well, I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. No. You can't get strong unless you lift the weight, unless you do the thing. And even like having hard conversations, you may not be very good at it. Mm-hmm. But as you do it more and more, you get better. You learn things. And that's what we say. Every area of your life is like that. So don't expect to go in there and get it all the first time. You know, it's, what was it, Lego Batman, he would throw something 20 times and then goes in, first time.
Yeah, first try.
First try.
Yeah.
You know, and it, of course it wasn't. You got to be patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. Understand that it's going to take time, but it's time well spent.
It is. It very much is. And not only understand that you need to commit, but you need to stick with it for a while.
Yeah.
Don't take failure personally. Mm-hmm. If you've probably heard the quote, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's true. It just is true. If your life is too comfortable, you will languish as a person.
You will.
You have to be moving, getting better. There's two settings. There's growth and dying.
Yeah.
Like that's how it is for plants. Plants are either growing or they're dying. And it's kind of the same way for humans. And that's not to scare you. It's simply to help you acknowledge that if I'm going through the pain of growth, that means I'm really living. Mm-hmm. If your life is comfortable all of your days, you will end up looking back with regret.
Yeah.
But if your life is tough, but you're pushing through, you're voluntarily going to the next level, there is a sense of significance that comes from that. There's a sense of impact on others because it inspires them to do that for themselves. I think, my goodness, the show One Piece is pretty much built off of that.
It is.
It's constantly the process of, like, let's say Zoro. Mm-hmm. He's a great example. He's like, I'm going to be the world's strongest swordsman. Like 50 episodes in, which is not a lot because it's like 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
He faces the number one swordsman in the world, Dracul Mihawk.
Yeah.
And that swordsman eats his lunch. He literally pulls out a knife. Like, if you're watching this, it's like this long. It's like 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
And just owns Zoro. He destroys him. And at the end, he's got this giant like gash in his chest and he's laying there on the ground bleeding. And he's like, I'm not going to fail again. And so like it steeled him.
It did.
To do yeah. more.
Yeah.
And the whole show is like the whole Straw Hat crew shows up to an island. The enemy's stronger than them.
Yeah.
They push hard. They win. They get to the next level. And then there's an enemy that's way stronger than them. And that's yeah. just their life. Their life is very difficult. But that's why we watch the show.
Yeah. Well, resistance is how muscles grow. Mm-hmm. Resistance is how we grow.
Ooh,
you'll feel good. Resistance in areas. And I'm not saying you have to get strong in every area. We've already talked about that. But when you really want to get better in that one area you need to, expect mm-hmm. resistance. Expect to mess up.
Uh-huh.
And I think what you do is say, I'm not going to quit. Yes. I'm going to give myself some time to really put into this and do better.
I think that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. And if you have struggled with this a lot and you're listening to this podcast and you're saying, guys, this sounds great. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Because I've tried 37 times and it's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up on yourself, because we included this last point for this purpose.
We did.
Ask for help.
It's true.
Get coaching.
Yeah.
The whole purpose that we are doing what we are doing is to help people face their stuff and to conquer it and to live a thriving life.
Yeah.
That's why we do what we do. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Get mentorship. We are here to help. Mm-hmm. Go to our website and look at the coaching options, and we would be glad to assist you. And man, there are plenty of options out there at your local church or maybe at your local, if you're a business person, your Rotary Club. There are people that are chapters ahead of you that want to help you. We are here for you if there's mm-hmm. nobody else. And we are here for you if you want something very intentional to be helped with.
Yeah.
But man, there's so many people who I'm sure are just a question away.
Yeah. And a lot of people, they do coaching even professionally or different things. Every professional athlete has a coach. And people who make significant changes in their life, a lot of times it comes through coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading a book by Henry Cloud recently, and he talks about he had worked out some different things and was doing presentations in the business world. And this one person said, hey, you should write a book. And he was like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. But he didn't know how to write a book. Mm-hmm. He said, I wasn't organized enough in my life to even write a book. So that person, because they wanted him to write a book for their organization, paid for him to get coaching with someone who taught him how to write a book.
Mm.
And so that person came in and said, okay, you got to do this, 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 this. And he buckled down, and over a few months during the weekends, he wrote all weekend because he worked during the week. Mm-hmm. It was the only time he could write. He got his first book done.
Mm.
He said every time he writes a book, he does it the way that person taught him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, I learned it that one time. And then he said, I internalized it. And now that person helps me write every book, even though I'm not paying them for their coaching every time.
Mm-hmm.
They just helped me the one time. That's the thing about coaching. It helps you get past a season or get over something or get better at something. You internalize it. You can take it with you the rest of your life.
Absolutely. It's worth it. Mm-hmm. It is an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's our challenge to you today. Start.
Yeah.
Start. Don't even use our podcast as an excuse to just keep learning more.
Yeah.
And not actually starting anything.
Yeah.
We're saying to you personally, start today. Begin now. Remember what we always say, growth is inside out and it's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Growth is part of a path. Growth is not the end of a path. Growth is a journey and not a destination.
Yeah.
We have to get out of the arrival mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get to this phase, I'll start.
Yeah.
Once I get to this level, I'll start.
Yeah.
Once this happens and this slows down and this commitment takes a backseat and my kids cooperate, my wife, blah, 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 then I'll start. It starts today.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is a journey we're always on.
Yeah.
Growth is a journey that we are always taking. Let's avoid the analysis paralysis as well.
Yeah.
Don't commit to 27 things. That's why we said today, look at your life, look at what's unnecessary, what's trivial. And then look at what really matters to you, and then start investing in one area that really matters.
Yeah, and if you think about it, the analysis paralysis comes oftentimes from we have this level of expectation of perfection.
That's true.
And you can check our last episode or the blog about that from the last episode. And what we want to do with that is understand that perfectionism is when you have a finish line, they keep moving it.
It's like a mirage in the desert. As soon as you get close to it, it disappears and then reappears far away.
And you never get there.
Yeah.
So we're saying don't even try to have a finish line. Don't even try to be perfect. Just say, I'm going to do the journey. Mm-hmm. It's about the journey. It's about doing the journey every day and doing your very best. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is not use your thinking or planning to stall your progress. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I'm going to research on all these YouTube videos. I'm going to set up a plan and then I'm going to do it. Well, a lot of times we'll do all the research, we'll set up a plan, and then we move on to the next thing to research and plan, but we don't do anything. I know people who have studied all the diets out there, but they don't do anything. Mm-hmm. They never lose weight because they never engage in actually doing something.
No, I think that's true. In fact, we included near the end of this a quote from a health specialist, Lane Norton. Mm-hmm. He not only makes supplements, he's a scientist, and he does natural bodybuilding.
Yeah.
So very, very healthy dude. But he essentially released a tweet or an X. I don't—
Maybe a post.
What is it called?
A I don't
post
know.
On X?
The X post.
Something that you put on X, which was Twitter.
I know. We had to come up with something.
But he basically said, stop stressing over every health topic. The majority of optimal health can be achieved through, and then he just listed six things that are very simple, like exercise, control your calories, mm-hmm. eat enough protein and fiber, manage your stress psychologically, get some adequate sleep, and don't smoke or drink.
Yep.
And then he said this, the amount of stress you spend on individual ingredients in food, meal timing, fasting windows, fad diets, special exercises, all of that is killing you faster than getting any of these small things, quote unquote, wrong.
Yeah.
And we included that because a lot of us do that with our life.
We do.
A lot of us do that with so many. We get so bogged down in the tiny things. Mm-hmm. We get so bogged down in the commitments and the stuff from today that we don't think big picture. Mm-hmm. We don't think about the trends. The trend matters way more than today.
Yeah.
And so we got to start looking at the long game together. And that starts when we choose.
Yeah.
And then we act.
And then we act. You got to choose
and then act.
Yeah. And if you want to be more confident, just start today. Make a choice, start acting on it. And you say, what if I mess up? Well, you have tomorrow.
Yes.
You can make a choice. You can start acting on it. You have every day.
Yeah. And if you are like, I don't even know the first thing about what matters, go to our website and download our PDF on the four fundamentals.
Yep.
We explain why those four areas are so important, what those can end up looking like, what keeps us back from doing those four areas well. So you can learn a little bit about just a couple core areas that are key to your personal health and growth.
Yeah.
That's a free resource. Do it. We'll email it to you because we want you to succeed.
We do.
It all starts when we choose and we act. So do something about it this week. In fact, if it's early in the day, do something about it today.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Thriving Man Podcast. If you want to check out more resources from David and Reese, you can go to thrivingman.com. We'll see you in the next episode.